So the shaila that we have been dealing with for the last week is it
Yanny or Laurel?
Yanny or Laurel? What did you hear? That's what I wanted to talk about today.
Both.
Okay, so obviously, leaving everything else aside, it's Yanny, obviously, because that's what he said. But
it was
I want to tell you that this is not the first time this question came up. I want to share a Gemara with you. Before I share a Gemara with you, I have to introduce the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, there was a Tana whose name was Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya, if you've ever learned Pirkei Avot, he's quoted in Pirkei Avot in the fourth perek. He was the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. The great Rebbe Meir we quote in the Mishnah, his Rebbe was Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was one of the leading Tanoim of his generation. And at some point, Elisha ben Avuya did what we call, in 2018, he went OTD, off the derech. He gave up, he stopped keeping Shabbos. He was still a big Talmud Chacham. He knew everything. No Shabbos, no Kashrus. He did a lot of bad things. And because of that, he got a second name. His second name, which he's known by in the Gemara, is Acher. Acher means...
Other,
another person. As if it was like, this is not the same guy. Like, he changed identities, and now he's somebody else. So there was Elisha ben Avuya, who became Acher. Listen to an incredible story in the Gemara. Donnie, ready for this story? Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, the Gemara quotes a braisa. Maisa ba'acher. There's a story concerning this Tana, whose name was Acher. Shahaya Rochev al Hasus b'Shabbos. He's riding on a horse on Shabbos, which the Mishnah says we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos. V'haya Rabbi Meir Mahalech Acher of Lil Motoro Mipiv. Now Rabbi Meir was a dedicated student, so even though his Rebbe was being Mechalel Shabbos, Midrabanan, he's following him so he could learn. And here the Rebbe's giving shir while he's being Mechalel Shabbos and he's teaching Torah and his Talmud is walking by. Omar Lo. At a certain point, Acher stops the horse. He turns to Rabbi Meir and he says, Meir, chazor la'acharecha. Meir, stop. Shekvar shiarti b'ikvei susi. I already calculated the hoofbeats, the steps of my horse. Ad kan tchum Shabbos. There's different types of Eruvin. There's Eruv Chatzeros, which is the type of Eruv that we know and love, the one that lets us carry in the city. There's Eruv Tavshilin, which lets us cook when Yantif is on Friday. So the Chachamim gave us a way around being able to prepare for Shabbos. And then there's Eruv Tchumen. Eruv Tchumen is the permissibility of how far outside of the city we're allowed to go. So we're allowed to go 2,000 amos. Okay? Okay, good. So we have the... Good. The Erev Tchumen is the third, fourth, and fifth parak of Erevin. Talks about Tchumen. So Acher says to Rabbi Meir, Ad kan Tchum Shabbos. At this point, you can't go anymore. Because it's Shabbos. And the halacha is you can't walk anymore. Amar lo af atach hazor b'cha. So Rabbi Meir turns to his Rebbe and says, Rebbe, you should also come back. You're telling me to come back. I'm telling you to come back. Not only physically, but metaphorically, spiritually, come back. Amar lo velo kavar marti lecha. I already told you. Kvar shamati me'achore hapargod. I heard from behind the curtain. The Talmud Yerushalmi tells a very similar story, which we'll get to in a second. On Yom Kippur, Acher was riding on his horse, and he walked, he went to the old city, and he walked behind the curtain in the Kodesh Kadashim. Behind that area, right, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he went behind that area and he heard a bas kol. He heard behind the curtain, Shuvu banim shovavim. Listen to the words. Chutz me'acher. The bas kol said, return, everybody do tshuva except for Acher. Acher is not doing tshuva. The Gemara, that's the Talmud Bavli. The Talmud Yerushalmi quotes almost the same story, but there's one difference. The Talmud Yerushalmi says, Shuvu, this is what he told Rabbi Meir, I already heard from the other side of the curtain, Shuvu banim shovavim, chutz me'alisha ben avuya. So we have to ask the question, what did he hear? Yanni
or Laurel?
Or Laurel?
I don't get it.
Acher or Elisha ben Avuya? There were two names.
Yeah, but in
the Gemara in the Talmud Bavli calls
but
says
it means something there.
Except for Acher.
Oh, I get it.
And the Gemara in the Yerushalmi tells the same story, but instead of saying Acher, it says Elisha ben Avuya. So we have to ask the question, what did he hear? Did he hear?
That's
I don't know how you can make the sound. Wait. Was it Acher or was it Elisha ben Avuya?
Wait, which one said which?
In the Bavli, that's the Gemara that we learn, the one that was written in Bavel, it says Chutz Me Acher. There's a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph.
So don't we follow ours, Bavli?
Yeah.
In Halacha, but this is a story.
Okay.
Maybe it's like
Shamor and Zachar.
Yeah,
okay, Shamor and Zachar. Which one did he hear? The Dibur Echad. By the way, we heard. Okay, good.
Yeah, I read. The
good. Maybe we can talk about that also.
Time.
So did he hear Acher, or did he hear Elisha ben Avuya? They don't sound alike. It's not like Yanni and Laurel, but it's...
Yanni and Laurel don't sound alike
it's,
either.
It's too... Apparently they do, because...
they do a little
the
bit
world was up in arms about it.
Sound waves.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, so is it Acher or is it Elisha ben Avuya? So I want to share with you a beautiful explanation from Rav Soloveitchik.
Yeah,
Rav Soloveitchik, at a conference... I think it was a Mizrahi conference in the early 1960s, said the following pshat. He said, you know, we're all human beings. Everybody at this table, everybody, we always try to do the right thing. We try to be good people. We're human beings, so we make mistakes. Okay, not everybody, but... okay, we're human beings. Sometimes we make mistakes. But we try to be good people. The way that we have to view ourselves, is, I am a good person. I'm a tzaddik. I always want to do the right thing. There's this external force called a yetzer hara, which tries to get me to do the bad things. It's not who I am. I don't identify with the avera. It was a mistake that my good self made. But I, at my core, is a good person. Am a good person. So he says. He says Rav Soloveitchik, you know what? We have a major question in Hashkafa. How this story could take place? Hashem never pushes anybody away. Hashem always has the door open for tshuva. How could a baskol come out and say, no, sorry, Acher. Everybody else could do tshuva, but you can't. How could that be? One second. How could that be? So says Rav Soloveitchik, the Gemara, our Gemara said he heard Acher. Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me Acher. The Talmud Yerushalmi said, Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me Elisha ben Avuya. What did Hashem say? Hashem said, Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me Acher. The Acher, the other part of you that's not really who you are, will never do tshuva. But don't worry, because it's not you. You're Elisha ben Avuya the Tana. You're the tzaddik.
You're Laurel.
Don't worry about it. And what does the Talmud Yerushalmi say? What did he hear? Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me Elisha ben Avuya. He looked at himself as the bad person, that he was rotten at his core. He didn't understand that at his core, all he wanted to do was to be a good person. And unfortunately, he had these desires which caused him to go off the path. But he didn't realize that's not who we are. We can't identify with the Acher. The Acher is we make mistakes, but we do tshuva and we move on from it. Later on in the Gemara, I have to find it. Later on, the Gemara says that Acher was so disturbed by this that he goes into shuls, and this was many times in the Gemara. The Gemara says that they would walk up to a child and say, "What was the last pasuk you learned?" And the child would say a pasuk, and they would take that as an omen. So he goes into one shul, and he asks a child, and a child says a pasuk about how the wicked people are going to get killed, and all these terrible psukim. He goes into the last story the Gemara tells. He says, Lebasar Amale, the last boy that he came to, psokli psukayach. This is on Tezvav Amid Beis already. Psokli psukayach. Tell me, what was the last pasuk you learned? tell me a pasuk. Now the boy doesn't know, so he just says whatever pasuk is on his head, and that's Simon Min HaShemayim. Amar Le, Vila Rasha Amar Elokim, Malacha L'Saper Chukai. Vila Rasha Amar Elokim, and to the Rasha, to the wicked person, God says, Malacha, what is it to you, L'Saper Chukai, to tell my laws? What do you need to learn Torah for, you wicked person? Hahu Yenuka have a Megam Gein Belishnei. That boy had a speech, a stutter, or something like that. Ishtama Kimoda Amarle, and what did Elisha hear? Instead of Vila Rasha Amar Elokim, I don't want you to learn, he heard Vila Elisha Amar Elokim. As if God was talking to him and saying, you, I don't want you to learn, I don't want you. Get out. He thought that the child, this was a Simon Min HaShemayim, that the child stutter was prophesizing that he had no hope. He misunderstood it. Each one of us has Kedusha. Each one of us is also human, and we make mistakes. But it's up to us, human, Lohoral. Each one of us is human, but at the same time, we have a Kedusha in us. And every one of us has to realize that's at our core who we are. Sometimes we get down. Sometimes we get down on ourselves. And we feel like, ugh, I'm a good for nothing. Look what I did. Good people don't do things like that. And the answer is, it's not true. We are good people. But good people make mistakes too. Elisha ben Avuya was unable to disassociate himself from his evil ways. He wasn't able to realize that he was a great Tana, Elisha ben Avuya, and at the same time there was an Acher, there was another force that implanted itself on him, that he should have cast away, he should have gotten rid of it. Hashem was telling him, Chutz me Acher, get rid of that. But he said, no, that's who I am. And that's why he wasn't able to, because he heard incorrectly. Because it matters what you hear. I don't know if it matters if you hear Yanni or Laurel, but it matters if you hear Elisha ben Avuya or Acher. We're all...
I forgot it was about Yanni and Laurel.
Well, it's about what did you hear?
It's about learning.
What was said and what did you hear? And we all have to realize that we are all we have the Kedusha of the Tana Elisha ben Avuya. And then there's an Acher part of us, a part of us that makes mistakes. But we can't identify with that. We can't hear that as the message. Because the Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem, is always waiting for us. As soon as we're ready to come back to Him, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, everybody has an eternal relationship with Hashem. And it's something we always have to work on. Yes, we make mistakes, but that's not who we are. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you, Rabbi Shukran.
Thank you, Rabbi Shukran.